Brought to you by
The Good Feet Store and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Thank you, Ham. Here is Dave.
Thank you. And joining us on Thursdays as usual, fighting his internet gremlins, it's Gordon Keith.
What is happening? Good to be with you guys.
And you are indeed counter-programming the Stanley Cup Finals tonight, are you not?
Oh, am I?
What is your deal?
I don't know. I'll take your word for it.
You're twitching, though.
I am twitching. Yeah, 7:35 on Twitch. You can find me at twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Actual Gordon Keith.
We lead off E! News with a little bit of drama in a New York courtroom. No, this is not a Diddy story, all of you Diddy haters. This is about a another predator, Harvey Weinstein.
Boo.
Mount Bachney.
Boo!
So yesterday, there was a verdict. Actually, there were two verdicts, but he was facing three charges in his sexual assault retrial in New York. So he was convicted on these charges or similar charges in New York in 2020, but that conviction was overturned on appeal in April of 2024. So he has been retried. And so he was convicted on one count yesterday of committing a criminal sexual act. This was with Miriam Haley, a former production assistant on Project Runway, who accused Weinstein of forcibly sexually assaulting her at his apartment in 2006. But he was acquitted of another charge. The jury acquitted him of an additional charge of sexual assault by accuser Kaya Sokola, a model.
Mm-hmm.
But the jury was not able to reach a unanimous verdict on a third count of third degree rape. And this was an allegation from actress Jessica Mann, who accused Weinstein of raping her at a hotel in 2013. So they were supposed to continue deliberating on that charge this morning. But this morning, the jury foreperson was a no-show.
Yeah, I heard there's a big scandal going on with this guy or gal.
Yeah, so the foreperson said that they would not return to the jury room after claiming the other juries threatened him. We don't know over what, but rather than wait for the jury to sort things out, the judge just declared a mistrial on that third charge. So I guess he may have to go back into court on that rape charge. But... And I'm not sure what his sentencing is going to be for the one guilty charge that he has had, but this doesn't affect the fact that he is also serving a 16-year prison sentence for the 2013 rape of an actress in L.A.
Okay, so I have a question for E! News.
Yes.
And for Rant. And it's very basic, but will he, regardless of all of these things, spend the rest of his life in prison?
Yeah, because he is so near death as it is.
Okay, that's all I need to know, that he's going to die a horrible death in prison.
Yeah, because he has been bitching and moaning about the conditions at Rikers where he's been held leading up to this trial.
Yeah.
And evidently his health has seriously declined.
So you went from, I hope he dies in prison, to I hope he dies a horrible death in prison.
Yeah, all of that. Yeah, I wish he was already dead. I don't like him.
No, and that's a good stance.
What do you not like about him?
Do you think that his lifestyle has changed since he went to prison?
I do.
I do too. And it makes me happy.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think he has enjoyed the touch of a woman in quite some time. You know, and Gordon, he is probably the best example of power being the ultimate aphrodisiac, or at least the ultimate excuse to get away with whatever you want, because that is the most disgusting man in the history of show business. And some of the women that he was able to, whether against their will or not, have success with, it's unbelievable the amount of women that troll ended up experiencing in his life. So even though he's going to die a horrible death, he has all of that in his spank bank.
Yeah, he's had a lot of very attractive women around him. But did you read the reports about his genitalia?
Mark.
I would love to hear them.
Yeah, you ought to just Google it sometime.
I remember a while. Yeah,
yeah, I remember like something. Because I think it was in the same story that we had mountainous back knee.
Yeah, regardless of
like,
his
genitalia. Like, is he missing a testicle or something?
It's just all bad. But regardless, he is like...
Or like the balls are on top?
He...
What? Like, no, it's something like to where he like the women were saying that they thought that he was a burn victim or something.
Yeah,
that
something's horrible down there. But the thing is,
he has no balls. You could, and it's just they described he had like fish scales down there.
You couldn't draw
fish scales.
You couldn't draw from head to toe a more disgusting human being. Like someone.
Well, that's not body shame.
And what you're talking about is scales.
Fish scales.
Yeah.
Well, I accidentally talked about
so
it.
So he had like a striped bass grafted onto his taint?
Yeah. Like his taint was, you know, pearlescent in the color of a rainbow trout.
A striped bass. Fishy, fishy. And a rainbow trout have both been used so far.
Okay. Well, I hope he dies too, Corby.
Thank you. I'm glad we're on the same team as... anti-Harvey Weinstein. See these other two?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what?
They have not come out against him.
Honestly.
You won't say it, will you?
Well, I just admire your bravery in taking a stance against him.
Thank you.
You guys are so brave.
It's hard to find anyone willing to do that.
Courage.
All right, we have some important casting news about the new...
I'm against him.
The new Spaceballs movie. It has been announced that Bill Pullman... and Rick Moranis will reprise their roles as Lone Star and Dark Helmet in the Spaceballs movie. And the Rick Moranis news is probably the bigger news because he has not been in the public spotlight very much in the last 10 years or so, right?
I don't remember seeing him in anything.
Well, he, whatever it was, 5 years ago, he got attacked on a New York street. That made news.
I think he retired because his wife died.
Oh, way to go, Dave.
I don't think that was a roll, Gordon.
Was that a drop?
It is now.
Yeah, sure.
And the original director, Mel Brooks, will also reappear as Yogurt, the send-up of Yoda.
Okay, how old is Mel Brooks?
He's 99, I believe.
Who's going to play the John Candy role?
Not John Candy. And I was
What was the John Candy role? It was the fake Chewbacca, but
yeah,
I can't remember what
he was Bartholomew.
Yeah, Barf.
Yeah, Barf.
They called him Barf.
That's right, Barf.
I've never seen Spaceballs, and it just looks stupid.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. Spaceballs is not good.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen the whole thing.
We romanticize it as a society. It is not funny.
I was talking
to find a new producer for the next 2 days.
I was talking
to
Lando. I know. I was talking to Lando before you guys arrived this morning or this afternoon. And of the Mel Brooks catalog, I enjoy Young Frankenstein and I enjoy Blazing Saddles, but that's about it.
High Anxiety is very good. I really like High Anxiety. But yeah, I'm kind of with you.
Couple good visual gags, right? Spaceballs.
I was also.
I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying there were a couple of giggles.
Well, I think.
No, you're saying it's good, and you're saying that Harvey Weinstein is awesome.
Yeah,
you were the one guy. I would like to separate those two opinions, please, if we could.
I was also anti John Candy dying.
I don't want to combine those two.
Like, yeah,
I was public.
Bob was wishing for John Candy's death all the way back to Uncle Buck.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I ever did.
See,
He's devil's advocate on every story.
My controversial take was that in Tommy Boy, the wrong one died. But otherwise, I have never had hot opinions on that sort of thing.
Golly.
I would have saved Chris Farley for David Spade.
By the way, they describe the new Spaceballs movie as a non-prequel, non-reboot sequel part two, but with reboot elements franchise expansion film.
Josh Gad is the director.
No, he's not directing, but he is he's co-writing it and he's going to star.
Okay, well, who's?
Josh Greenbaum is the director.
Okay, so here's my theory on Spaceballs, and Lando may prove this wrong, but we as kids were so enthralled with Star Wars and we were so into anything that was Star Wars related, that when a comedy came out spoofing it, we loved it as well. Because we thought, oh man,
100% for me.
Okay.
I feel like I was more offended, like when Weird Al ruins one of the great songs, like Smells Like Teen Spirit, for instance. Weird Al touching it annoyed me. So don't make fun of Star Wars. It's not a laughing matter, Corby.
I just thought we absorbed and ate
serious up business.
Anything Star Wars related, and we thought that was a funny movie. But I've gone back and seen it in the last 15 years.
It's the desecration of all those people who died on Alderaan.
That's right. It's too soon.
And 9/11.
And 9/11.
All right, last one for the e-news portion of Rant Revival.
I'm not sure about 9/11.
So Tori Spelling has a podcast called Misspelling.
Oh, great.
And she revealed on her most recent episode that her son Finn, who is 12, has an idea on how his mom can make some cash.
Oh, no.
She said, my 12-year-old is trying to convince me that I should go on Feet Finder.
Yeah.
She says it's OnlyFans for feet. People post photos of their feet and make money. There's niches. People have fetishes. They want pictures of dirty feet. They want pictures of weird toes.
Why does he know about this?
That is kind of weird. Your 12-year-old knows about that.
He says, Mom, you're Tori Spelling. Imagine how much money you would make. And he knows that if I make money, he makes money.
Okay,
a little too street smart for 12.
Gordon, doesn't Craig claim to have the best feet in Dallas-Fort Worth?
Yeah, can you corroborate this?
Yes.
Like, if you were to get...
He has beautiful feet.
If you were to get a fooge from any host, you would pick Junior?
What's a fooge?
Dave.
Yes, he would. There's no doubt. So could Craig make money off this?
I feel
Craig make $1,000 a month off...
I think...
Fooge and Gordon.
Any one of us could make money in adult content.
Time out, Davidson!
Would there be... Would P1's...
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said, Gordon.
What did he? What? I'm serious.
That any of us could make money in adult content?
Yes.
There's not a market for 80% of the ticket staff.
Yeah, there is.
Shots fired at EA.
So you don't think if Craig had his feet.
I'm speaking of myself.
Bob doing nude sword drills?
There's not a market. Sword drills?
Yeah.
What sort of adult content includes a sword drill?
It doesn't matter. You're nude. Yeah.
You're corner of the market.
Exodus 18:5.
It's fetish content, and there's a market for every fetish.
Craig and Gordon, if Craig's foot was mushed up against Gordon's genitals and kind of kneading it like dough.
Then there would be also a gun mashed up against my head.
Yeah, but you both could make $1,000,000. 100%.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be worth 500 grand? To have your
nope, I'd rather the sweet
your
release
sack
of death.
Mushed by Junior's foot.
Hey, what's another million? Just
clawing your nads.
His ostrich toes.
I mean, I feel like
hairless.
You would not think it by looking at me.
Go on.
But I feel like I have.
But your feet are hot.
I think I have attractive feet. I need to get a manicure or a pedicure. My toenails are a little crabby right now. But
okay.
But right. I feel like
so you're telling us you're not willing to show them to us until you go get a pedi?
maybe a nice clear coat.
This is a lot like...
What do you call people that love to get pedis?
Gay?
Like enthusiasts. Are they pedophiles?
Yes, okay. That's exactly what they are. All right, coming up next, The Rant.
The Ticket.
Ramp. Rant. The Bohemian Rant.
He's the poster boy of underachievement.
It's 5:20. It's Thursday. It's the Hardline. That can only mean it's the Rant Revival, starring Corby Davidson.
Hello,
Dave Lane.
Hi,
and
oh, so close.
I thought it was pretty good, though.
You nailed it,
ladies and gentlemen. Let the rant commence. I'll see myself out.
Hi, Gordon.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, hardliners.
Gordon, do you remember the name Brittany Fortenberry?
Brought to you by?
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
There you go.
Brittany Fortenberry. Is that the H-O-E mommy?
No, it is a mommy.
I don't remember her.
It is a mommy. Now, I know that you are a collector of bathtubs. Notorious things. Yes, and bathtubs in particular.
Dead Sea Scrolls.
Right.
Well, Brittany Fortenberry is
Shrouds,
the Indiana school teacher who dressed her students up in scream masks for orgies.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, Bob was all into this story. I remember. Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Don't redirect.
Masks.
Well, Fortenberry and her husband, her estranged husband, Nicholas, claim they can no longer afford their Indiana home, where police say some of her twisted sexual encounters occurred. And in the divorce documents, they say that they would use their monthly benefits from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs to pay their mortgage, but that money is no longer being deposited into their joint bank account.
Because of the scream mass sex orgies?
I don't know. But
well, it turns out she grew up tall and grew up right with those Indiana boys on that Indiana night, right?
Yeah. Mm.
So Lando, Lando, come on, turn on your mic if you're going to laugh.
So the judge recently granted a motion that the couple can list their home. It's not clear when and what the list price will be, but I'm sure that it has at least one bathtub. I'm not sure if the bathtub was used in any of the sexcapades with the scream masks.
Okay, do we know...
Are the masks included on the sale?
Do we have a count on people that were there all at one time?
I was there.
I don't know that I have a head count, so to speak, but she was charged with 41 felonies.
Oh my God. Jeez.
In total. And so she has pleaded not guilty and remains in custody.
And what was she teaching?
Well, she taught at two different middle schools.
These were middle schoolers?
Yes. And they,
yeah, there were six students, it says here, as young as 13. Jeez.
Yeah, and she would get them
inebriated
on alcohol and magic and magic mushrooms.
She would give the kids mushrooms.
Yeah. Because remember, we talked about how traumatic it would be to be on mushrooms and see a bunch of other kids in scream masks running around naked.
At 13.
It's awful. So, yeah. But, you know.
What?
Just keep your eye on Zillow, Gordon.
This may be a good keeper for you, Gordon.
Yeah, maybe a
fixer
a flip.
Upper. Yeah.
Or maybe an Airbnb, like a themed Airbnb.
No. What if you... No part of that soiled residence.
What if you put Lee Harvey's bathtub in there, like in the master bath?
Yeah, I'd do it then.
Yeah. And then like Jack the Ripper's...
Whoa.
Liquor cabinet or something.
And Dahmer's mini fridge.
Yeah. Just every bedroom is a different serial killer theme. All right. The other story that I have for you today, this has been sitting in the queue for a bit because this dates back to May 7th. As police were called to a home in the Lakeview neighborhood of New Orleans on May 7th, after a neighbor reported that the door to their neighbor's home was ajar. And not that the door was made of jars, but yes, it was open.
It was not a jar.
And that there were chickens walking around the house.
Never a good sign.
Unattended chickens.
Never a good sign.
We're banned.
Unattended chickens.
So there was a New Orleans police officer who arrived at the home and noted that there were piles of trash covering all of the floors of the home, along with feces and obvious evidence of hoarding. And then when he moved through the house, he didn't find anyone living, but he found the mummified body of a 600-pound man in one of the bedrooms.
600?
Like the dude from Seven?
Yes. That shot up out of the bed.
He was later identified.
The guy died in his pasta.
He was later identified as 31-year-old Charles Hainsworth.
31.
Yes, 600-pound man.
Gosh,
named 30.
His wheels got that far off.
Yes.
In that short amount of time.
And then a short time later, at a nearby intersection, they found his mother, Barbara. She's 73 years old, just kind of wandering the neighborhood.
So, dementia, or was she out for a stroll?
No, I think she was completely out of it.
So, and this is, you know what this is like? This is like the Hackmans.
Right.
Right? Where she died of rats.
Exactly.
And he has dementia and is just wandering around the house for a couple of weeks, like, eh.
Well,
let's party.
So, she tells police
exactly
that her son had suffered from a brain tumor and schizophrenia.
Way to go, Gordon.
And that he had died 9 months ago. And so,
Corby,
brain cancer.
The officer called for a mobile crisis unit to evaluate the woman, and she was taken to a hospital for treatment. And so then they had to, the coroner had to get the 600-pound body out of the home. Not sure exactly how they were able to do that, if it was like kind of a What's Eating Gilbert Grape thing where they had to sawzall the side of the house and get a whale stretcher and
yeah.
a crane.
Well, I mean, what crane. Was it with the Guinness Book of World Record guys? Didn't they have to? No, they buried him in the piano
yeah,
case. They didn't carry him out in the piano case.
The twins?
Case. The no, moped
they were born
twins?
In a piano case.
Yeah, where are all these piano cases anyway?
I don't know. Everyone, all fat
I've
people
never
have
understood
them.
That. What the hell's a piano case?
And where do you store it while your piano is just sitting there for decades?
No.
Do you have to build a special piano case closet?
Do you ever put the piano back in its case?
Is it like so you can travel with your piano? Or what's the practical utility of this?
Like you check it at the airport? Okay, so I have
About this, the mummy guy.
Yeah.
I think that they could get him out at the regular door because he is mummified, which means that he's lost his precious bodily fluids.
All right, that was my question.
Doesn't
I don't
he just
really
walk
know.
Out of there?
I don't really know what mummification means. What does that mean? A mummified body.
Well, it's
dehydrated.
It's dried. It's decomposed, but it's also dried, so it's not. It hasn't completely rotted.
It's like jerky. It's
yes.
It's
but wait,
human
but with
beef
bandages
jerky.
Wrapped around them.
Do the fluids
That's
not?
Right.
Empty out of your back and you're just like you're part of the floor now
out of your back.
Wait, well, I think
I think he
was
that whole question.
I think he was in a bed.
What do you think, it's like an air mattress with a valve or something?
What are the fluids like leak out of your back and you become floor?
Is that where floors come from?
Is that how they make floor? Is from decomposed body?
No, that's stupid. That's how they make rug.
Oh, Tarzan joins us.
I'm horny. Take your shirt off.
But neighbors had made many complaints about the condition of the home before that. They said it was drawing vermin like rats. And she, I guess, she used to be a professional. She was a doctor, and her medical license was revoked about 10 years ago when she was in her early
60s. Because she didn't know how to treat mummies.
Yeah.
Yeah. She didn't know how to properly dispose of their bodily
it's like
fluids.
First-year medical student type stuff.
Yeah, so then the SPCA rescued the chickens, and code enforcement condemned the house because it was so dilapidated and disgusting.
All right.
So
you think like a
you mentioned this is like the Gene Hackman thing. You're exactly right, because weren't they partially mummified?
She was, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she had been dead like 3 weeks
yeah.
before Gene Hackman died and
wouldn't you
that
love,
couple were discovered.
Wouldn't you love to know, and I guess we'll never know, but the routine of Gene Hackman those last few weeks for food. Like, what
well,
did
they
do?
Said he had nothing anything. In his stomach.
Yeah.
That the autopsy it was apparent that he hadn't eaten in days, if not weeks.
Man.
Now, obviously, the New Orleans mummy had eaten a lot.
He should have.
Gumbo and everything.
See, Gene Hackman should have eaten him.
Right. He should have ordered a piano case with a 600-pound mummy in it.
What?
I still like to imagine the chicken rescue, though, like
He could have eaten the chickens.
A team of Navy SEALs were dispatched to go rescue a...
Will chickens...
Well, they didn't do a Bin Laden raid to get those chickens out of there.
We can't get the chickens out of there.
In order to survive...
Double tap the mummy and get the chickens.
We have a week to train to get the chicken rescue.
We've built a complete replica of the hoarder's house.
Why don't you just go in there and get the chickens?
In order to survive...
Why did you have to build a replica?
Do they have to be Egyptian chickens, too? The mummy?
No.
We got like a training montage where everybody's...
Wait, wait, guys.
they're all chasing chickens like Rocky.
Are we just getting chickens? What are we doing here?
Will chickens eat human jerky?
Night vision goggles to get the chickens. Can we just go in the day?
The little chicken backpack.
I don't think chickens will eat humans.
Dogs will. Not even if they're crispy?
Yeah, dogs will.
Yeah.
If you want to live, come with us.
To get the chickens?
No, the chickens. You're saying that to the chickens.
Oh.
But then you're going to kill them.
Well, we're going to rescue them, and we're going to make sure that...
But you rescue them first.
And then you fry them up.
Indeed. Right. Indeed.
And then on the helicopter ride back home, all the troops are hungry.
This hurts.
All right. Twitching tonight, Gordon Keith.
7:35. Yeah, join me. It'll be fun.
All right, Gordon. Thank you. We love you.
Thank you. Love you, boys. See ya.
We'll see ya. There he goes, Gordon Keith.